啊，各位弟兄姐妹、亲戚朋友，大家好。
Greetings to all brothers and sisters, family and friends.
啊，首先代表本会非常欢迎大家今天来参加我们的每个月一次的布道聚会。
And on behalf of the church, I'd like to extend my warmest welcome to all of you to attend this monthly evangelical service.
我们今天下午的题目是耶稣是谁。
And for this afternoon's topic, it's Who is Jesus?
如果你问这个问题，大家可能说我都知道。
If you were to throw this question at another person, they will say, "I know who he is."
像现在这一年的最后两个礼拜是一年当中最繁忙的，也是做生意最好的日子。
And we know that the last 2 weeks of the year is the busiest, time, especially for the business.
随便找一个人在路上问，都知道圣诞节快来了。
And we all know because Christmas is just around the corner.
他们也知道圣诞节是庆祝耶稣的生日。
And they all know that Christmas is a celebration of the birth of Jesus.
但是你问他们到底耶稣是谁，每个人给你答案都不一样。
But yet, when you ask who Jesus is, you will also receive many different answers.
对啊，现在在全世界有超过60亿的人口。
We know that the world is populated by over 6 billion people.
我们一辈子能够认识几个人呢？
And over our lifetime, personally, how many people can we know?
就算认识了，很多也忘记了。
But even those people that you have met, you might have forgotten them.
但是在有人类历史以来
，But throughout human history,
有哪一个人的一生最有影响力
？Which particular person has the greatest influence in the human history？
有哪一个人的一生可以改变你自己的一生
？What one particular person can change another person's life？
你问很多人。
If you were to throw this question at another person,
很多基督徒他会给你见证，就是主耶稣。
And if you were to ask a Christian, they will tell you that he is none other than Jesus.
今天如果无论我们去到世界上任何一个地方
，And today if we were to visit any countries of the world,
跟任何有宗教信仰的人来谈话
，And if you were to strike up a conversation with a person with a religion,
你会发现。
You will discover,
虽然他们对自己的宗教有多于这个忠诚
even though they are very well versed with their own particular religion,
但是只要他们对历史稍微有一点认识的话
but as long as they are pretty familiar with the history,
他们都会承认
they will admit,
这个世界从来没有一个人的影响力比耶稣更大
they will admit that there's no one person who has the greatest influence other than Jesus Christ,
他是历史上最特别的的人物
He is the greatest influence in history.
他扭转了整个世界的历史。
Because Jesus, he has changed the entire course of history.
有人说有那么厉害吗
？Then some another person will ask you, is he that great?
今天如果我们打开报纸
，Today when we open the newspaper,
连报纸都证明耶稣基督曾经在世界上过。
The newspaper never denied that Jesus indeed had walked on this earth.
你说哪有？今天照报纸不是有两棵树倒在路上，说上前几天很大风而已吗？那要讲耶稣？
Then they will tease you that. They'll just play on the word that there are trees falling down. There's no such thing as Jesus.
但是你看看今天的日期是几号
？But yet, what is the date today?
那是2006年。
Today is the 2006.
12月16号。
And December 16.
什么叫2006年呢
？What is mean by 2006?
这个就是公元后的意思。公元之后2006年。
This 2006 refers to AD after
耶稣出生之后
after the birth of Jesus
那么之前呢考古学呢也用公元前就是主前主降生之前来定的
and we also know that the calendar is determined by the before the birth of Jesus and after the birth of Jesus
所以主耶稣基督的教训主耶稣的生活生平影响今天世界非常的大
from here we know that the teachings and the life of Jesus has changed the course of history
一般人对耶稣有什么认识呢
what about some people how much do they understand this Jesus
我们请看马太福音第十六章
please turn to Matthew chapter 16
马太福音第十六章
Matthew chapter 16
第十三节
verse 13
马太福音十六章十三到第十四节
Matthew chapter 16 verses 13 to 14.
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”第十四节。Verse 14。他们说有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。有一天呢，耶稣问他的门徒啊，到底人家讲我认为我是谁？
One day Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?"
耶稣在他那个年代已经很出名了。
We know that Jesus was even very a popular person during his time.
每个人对他的理解不一样。
But yet people have different take on him.
所以一般的想法有三种。
There are three different takes on Jesus.
第一种想法觉得他是一个好像施洗的约翰。
The first group of people thinks that he was John the Baptist.
什么叫施洗的约翰呢？
Who is this John the Baptist?
当时有一个人出来传讲道理。
There is a person that time who came out to preach.
他的道德水准非常的高。
And we know that John the Baptist is a person of high integrity.
他们觉得耶稣大概跟他一样。
And they thought that Jesus was his counterpart.
是一个善人，是一个哲人。
That he was a righteous man.
我们来看马太福音第三章。
Please next turn to Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音第三章第一节。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 1.
三章第一节到第三节。
To verse 3.
马太福音第三章第一节，那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。这人就是先知以赛亚所说的，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，收直他的路。第四节。
Verse 4.
这约翰身穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。这个约翰他穿的衣服很特别。We
know that John, his attire is very different.
他穿的是用骆驼毛很粗糙的衣服披在身上。And
his clothing is made of a camel's hair.
他戴的是皮带。And
he had a leather belt around his waist.
你不要以为说，哇，这个皮带很豪华、很漂亮，不是现在的那种皮带，是很粗糙的那种皮带。And
we know that this leather is not fine leather, but it's coarse leather.
吃的很简单，蝗虫还有野的蜂蜜。And
his food is mainly locusts and wild honey.
可以，他过生活非常的简单。We
know that he lived a very, very simple life.
但是他的信息绝对不简单。But
yet, his message is very profound.
他说大家都要悔改了。He
says, Everyone repent.
因为天国已经近了。Because
the kingdom of God is near.
所以施洗约翰是一位善人，是一位哲人。And
we know that John the Baptist is an upright, righteous man.
很多人以为耶稣大概也是善人中的一位。And
they thought that Jesus comes from the same type.
但是如果耶稣只是普通的一位善人的话。But
if we think that Jesus is one of the righteous men.
我们也不需要信耶稣了。
Then there's no need for us to believe in him.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我们中国的文化已经有很多的善人，很多哲人了。
Because we know in the Chinese culture, we also have many of these righteous, upright people.
我们中国有一位叫做孔夫子。
In China, we have this Confucius.
他是所谓的万世的先贤，就是老师中的老师。
And he is the mother of all teachers.
中国人非常的尊敬他。
And we know that he is very respected among the Chinese.
他是善人。
He is not only a righteous man.
他的哲学思想非常的详细。
And his philosophical thought is also very, very concise.
如果我们看他的四书五经的话。
And if we see his publication.
是中国人的所有的道德观念的这个基础。
And we know that all the Chinese virtue is based upon his philosophy.
讲得非常的好。
And he was also very eloquent, and he writes very well.
但是孔夫子他自己说什么呢?
But yet, what did Confucius say about himself?
在《论语》里面，他自己曾经有这样讲到。
In theory, he has this to say.
他说文艺不能图。
He says,
not able to.
We are not being able to move towards righteousness of which a knowledge is gained.
不善不能改。
That we are not able to change what is not good.
是无忧也。
That these are the things which occasion, these are the things that makes one the
sad. 孔夫子很老实。
We know that Confucius is very frank and honest about himself.
他知道自己虽然讲得那么好。
He knew about his own personal strength.
今天他死了之后几千年了，很多人还在拜他。
Even though he has died thousands of years ago, but still many people worship him.
但是他自己早就讲了。
But yet he has already said this earlier.
我知道一些好的意，但是我没有办法完全做得出来。
Even though I know how to do right, but I'm still unable to do them.
我有一些不好的习惯，你们不知道而已，但是自己也改不了。
I have many bad habits, except that you don't know, and I'm not able to change my bad habits.
哎呀，我自己真的为自己很担心啊。
And I'm really worried for myself.
所以连孔子那么好的人都说自己不行。
And we can see that Confucius, such a virtuous person, can say this about himself.
没有错，孔子比起我们，他的道德水准很高。
Of course, we know that compared to us, he is far ahead in terms of his virtue.
但是孔子说，用我的标准来跟绝对的标准来比的话，我还是不行的。
But of course, Confucius says this: if you were to compare me to the perfect person, the most perfect standard, I'm still fall far away.
别人都说我很好，但是我好不好自己就知道。
Because you think that I'm good, but I know my true self.
所以，如果耶稣只是位善人的话，不需要拜他了。
And if we know only Jesus as a righteous person, there's no need for us to worship him.
那么有人说耶稣啊是一位先知。
And some people say that Jesus is a prophet.
什么叫先知呢？
Who is, what are the prophets?
啊，先知啊，就是所谓的宗教家。
And prophets are the religious teachers, theologians.
啊，先知啊，在旧约来说啊，他是可以比别人先知道一些事情。
And the prophets in the Old Testament, they usually foreknew of things that others don't know.
比较看得远。
They have this vision.
所以有人说耶稣大概是先知中的一位。
And people consider Jesus as one of the prophets.
但是这个世界所谓的先知有那么多。
But we know that there are different kind of prophets in the world.
不同宗教也有不同的先知。
Because different religions have their own prophets.
如果耶稣只是一位先知的话，
if Jesus is only just one of them,
那么我们大概也不需要相信他了。
Then I don't think he deserves our worship.
因为这里世界的人太多先知了。
Because there are just so many of these prophets now.
先知也是凡人。
Because prophets, they are just a common man.
先知也会生病，有一天也会死啊。
Prophets, they have to die one day, and they also fall sick.
怎么能救我呢？
How can a prophet save us?
啊，那么第三种一般人的想法。
And the third group of people.
他们说啊，耶稣啊，大概是外国人的神。
And they say that Jesus is a foreign god.
啊，你看，耶稣那个画像都不是金头发，头发长长卷卷的吗？
And says Jesus is just a god of the Westerners because he has a blonde hair.
我们唐人头发短的，黑的，直的。不要拜外国人的神了，我们有中国很多的神啊。
We are the Orientals, so why do we have to worship a foreign god?
因为他们说啊，按照中国的历史啊，这个外国基督教最早传到中国是什么时候呢？
And then according to the Chinese history, when was the first time the foreign religion come into China?
Christianity.
Christianity.
就在唐朝的时候的景教，所谓的景教。
It is during the Tang Dynasty's Nestorianism.
啊，他们那个时候才第一次传到中国的。
It was only during that time that Christianity was first preached into China.
他们从那个时候开始就把耶稣跟洋教外国人的神啊连在一起。
So it was during that time that they blend their own religion with the Christianity.
说实在，如果耶稣只是个外国人的神，我们也不需要拜他。
And if Jesus is a foreign god, then there is he doesn't deserve our worship.
啊，因为中国人已经满天神佛，中国神很多不需要进口的。
Because in the Chinese culture we have a lot of gods, so we don't need to import a new one.
但是到底耶稣是谁呢？
So exactly who is Jesus?
我们看回来马太福音第十六章。
Please refer back to Matthew chapter 16.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
马太福音第十六章十五节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 15.
啊，十五节，耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”第十六节。
Verse 16.
西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子啊。”这里主耶稣有一个门徒叫做彼得，他的看法跟别人不一样。
Here Jesus has Peter as one of his disciples, and he has a different answer.
他不觉得耶稣只是个善人而已。
He did not believe that Jesus is merely a righteous person.
他不觉得耶稣只是一个普通的先知而已。
Or just a common prophet.
他不觉得耶稣只是一个外国人的神而已。
And he does not believe that Jesus is a foreign god.
他这里讲第一点，他说耶稣是基督。
And Peter's first answer is, Jesus is the Christ.
好，我们基督教啊都知道啊，但是为什么基督教叫做基督教呢？
So why are we Christians called Christians?
啊，基督是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of Christ?
啊，基督这个字啊，原来啊是希腊文。
The original term for Christ is Greek.
啊，跟旧约的啊希伯来文啊所说的弥赛亚救主、啊、是同一个意思的。
And it has a counterpart in Hebrew as Messiah.
所以基督这个字、啊、是受膏者的意思。
Christ, the meaning is the anointed one.
什么叫受膏呢？
What does it mean by anointed?
在旧约的时代啊，那是重要的人物。
In the Old Testament time, for those important figures,
比如说君王
for the kings,
祭司
the priests,
先知
the prophets,
被神来拣选要救百姓
and those people who are appointed by God to save the people,
他们都会经过一个过程叫做被膏立
they have to go through a ritual, a ceremony to be anointed,
有一些油橄榄油倒在他们的头上。
During this anointing, the olive oil will be poured upon their heads.
所以神就选他们出来来做工了。
This result in their being chosen by God to work.
但耶稣他就是基督。
Jesus is Christ.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
我们来看马太福音第一章。
Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章第十八节啊。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 18.
马太福音第一章十八节记载耶稣基督出生的这个事件。
And this verse records the birth of our Lord Jesus.
啊，我们看第十八节。
Verse 18.
第一章第十八节，耶稣基督将生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了月师，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。请读。
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit.
啊，她丈夫啊，约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。
Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace.
正在想这个事情的时候呢，有天使向他在梦中显现，说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，你不要怕，只管娶过你的太太玛利亚来。”
He had in mind to divorce her quietly, but after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid."
因为他所怀的胎啊，是从圣灵来的。
As your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
她要将生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫做耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
这就是主耶稣出生的记载。
And this is the recording of Jesus' birth.
耶稣是基督是怎么意思呢？
Jesus Christ, what does this mean?
就是神要差遣他，把我们从罪里面拉出来，救出来。
God has sent Jesus to save us
from this world. 刚刚我们讲过了。
Just like what we talked of before.
连孔子那么伟大、那么好的老师都说自己也有改不了的坏习惯。
Confucius, such a great personality and such a great teacher, yet he could not even change himself.
因为他也是一个人而已啊。
Because he knew he was only a man.
我们在上个月的布道会里面已经讲过了。
And in our previous three evangelical services, we have touched upon this.
人最大的问题就是因为有罪。
The greatest problem for mankind is sin.
世界那么多苦难，就是因为有罪。
There are so many pain and sufferings today, it is because of sin.
今天社会家庭那么多问题，就是因为有罪。
There are so many problems in society, it is because of sin.
这个罪有大有小。
And the sin can be divided into great sin and small sin.
但是所有人都在罪的控制之下。
But we are all under the control of sin.
所以拜孔子教求孔子救我们，孔子自己也说我自己救不了自己。
And if we are in trouble, can we call out to Confucius? Confucius himself cannot even save himself.
但是耶稣不只是一个善人而已。
Jesus not only a righteous man.
他是神所派来的基督。
He was sent by God as Christ.
这里告诉我们呢，他的出生跟你跟我不一样。
And his birth is very different from normal man.
他是玛利亚从圣灵里面怀的孕。
He was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
不是透过男女的交合而怀孕的。
And he was conceived not through the normal relationship between man and woman.
所以他就没有原罪。
Thus, Jesus does not have the original sin.
他才可以救我们呢。
Only he is worthy to save us.
再来呢，主耶稣一生里面
，and all his life，
虽然他遇到很多的试探
，even though he met with many trials and temptations，
但是他胜过他们。
But yet he was able to overcome all these.
耶稣在被审判的时候啊，被拿去要钉十字架的时候，很多人想要告他。
And during his trial, just before his crucifixion on the cross, many people wants to accuse him.
我们来看路加福音二十三章第十三节。
Please turn to Luke chapter 23 verse 13.
路加福音二十三章第十三节。
Luke chapter 23 verse 13.
二十三十三节，比拉多传奇的祭司长和官府并百姓，就对他们说：“你们解这个人到我这里来，说他诱惑了百姓的。看啊，我也曾将你们告他的事，在你们面前审问他，并没有查出什么罪来。”当时的犹太人很讨厌主耶稣。
At that time, Jesus was hated by the Jewish people.
想要把主耶稣除掉。
They want to get rid of him altogether.
把耶稣拉到罗马的管制的法庭里面审判。
And they put him under the Roman trial.
讲了很多控告耶稣的事情。
And they tried to find ways to press charges against him.
找到很多证人。
And they tried to find many witnesses against him.
但是他们的口供啊。都互相不配合。
But yet, all their testimonies clash.
连那个法官自己说了，我看这个耶稣，你们告他什么事情，我一点证据都找不到，他根本没有犯什么罪来。
Even Pilate could not find anything wrong with him.
所以主耶稣是基督，是神所差来的。
And we know that Jesus Christ is sent by God.
因为他没有罪，才可以救我们。
He is sinless, only He can save us.
这个非常重要。
And this is the one important point.
第二点，到底耶稣是谁呢？
So who?Is Jesus
我们再看回来马太福音第十六章啊。
Please refer back to Matthew chapter 16.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
这里告诉我们，西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
所以第二个重要的观念，圣经告诉我们，彼得说耶稣是永生神的儿子。
The second answer the Bible gives us is that Jesus is the Son of the Living God.
为什么我们需要神的儿子呢？
Why do we need the Son of God?
我们上个月已经讲过了。
And we have touched upon this point last month.
神是我们的父。
Because God is our Heavenly Father.
神把我们造出来。
And it is He who created us.
但是神有两个特性。
But God, He has two distinct natures.
第一个特性就是他很慈爱。
One of that, he is very kind.
就好像我们的父母都很爱我们。
Just like how our parents love us so much.
但是第二个特性，他也很公义。
And another nature of Jesus is that he is very righteous and just.
他是最公义的审判官。
He is the most righteous judge.
所以公义跟慈爱常常都是好像在冲突当中。
Maybe sometimes we think that righteousness and justice will clash.
我们讲过了，人犯了罪。
And we know that once a man commits sin.
在神看来，人是不能得救的。
And in the eyes of God, we are all condemned and hopeless.
但是神又很慈爱，怎么办呢？
But yet, God, on the other hand, He is full of loving kindness.
他想到一个方法。
He thought of a way to save us.
这个方法就是自己来替我们的罪。
And what he did is he will carry all our sins.
有一个故事是这样讲的。
There is a story goes like this.
有个国王，他管治国家非常的好。
That there is the king who is a very righteous and responsible king.
他下了一道命令。
And he came down with a decree.
这个国家里面呢
，that he's for this country.
如果以后有哪一个男生啊偷看女生洗澡的话
，that he, if there is a peeping tom in his country,
眼睛就要挖出来。
Then his eyes must be gouged out.
因为这个国王非常的公义，他想说国家里面不应该有这样子不道德的事情发生。
Because since he's a very upright, righteous person, he cannot tolerate this kind of crime.
他觉得说哇，王这个命令非常好。
And everybody was glad that he came out with this commandment.
结果有一天，
and then one day,
有人啊，他把一个偷看女生洗澡的一个人啊，抓到王面前。
One day, a person brought to the king a peeping tom.
王一看，
and when the king saw,
到底是谁呢？
Who this person is?
原来是我的儿子。
And he realized it was his son.
这下麻烦了。
So he was so confused.
如果我说如果那个王说啊，你可以走了，算了，你是王子，所以不用守法律。
If I were to say, since you're my son, I'll let you go this time.
像以后他还可以管治国家吗？
Then can he still be capable enough to rule this kingdom?
大家一定不听他的话了。
Then no one will be able to listen to him.
如果他说好，把他的眼睛挖出来。
But if I were to say, okay, to gouge out his eyes.
这个王子以后就变成个废人了。
Then the future king will be a blind man.
很可怜啊。
A handicap, and he'll be, we want to be most pitied.
父王啊，想来想去很挣扎。
And this king, he was
very struggling.
He was struggling.
想了，终于他就讲了。
And in the end, he thought of a way.
一定要照着律法来判他。
That his son must be charged against to his command.
但是你们来挖眼睛吧，来挖我的眼睛。
But instead of gouging out his eyes, why don't you gouge my eyes instead?
让我来替他受这个刑罚。
That I will take upon the punishment for him.
真的挖出来了。
And indeed, they gouge out the king's eyes.
大家没有话讲。
No one has nothing else to say.
王的公义跟慈爱完全的得到彰显了。
Because they could see his love and his justice right in front of them.
这个是个比喻的故事，跟神我们的父是一样的。
This is just a metaphor to how our God's love for us.
我们来看这个希伯来书第九章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章第二十二节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22.
希伯来书第九章二十二节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22.
这里是告诉我们，按着律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪都不得赦免了。
In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
你看，世界所有的宗教都有献祭的仪式。
Because we know that in every religion there is a sacrificial ceremony.
献祭都不可以，都一定要献动物的，因为流血杀那个牛羊猪。
And the object of the sacrifice must be a slain animal.
因为人在内心里面呢，就有这个概念说，献祭就是牺牲这个动物的性命来代替我们人啊。
Because sacrifice means somebody else has to die on behalf of our sin.
所以这里说没有流血就没有赦罪了。
Because when there's no shedding of blood, then there is no forgiveness of sin.
但是我们知道动物的血怎么可以赦免我们的罪呢？
But yet let us ask ourselves this question: How can the blood of animals cleanse us of our sins?
刚刚我们讲过，连孔夫子那么好，他都没有办法救他自己。何方救我们呢？
And Confucius, such a great person, he was not even able to save himself.
只有一个人可以救我们。
Only one person can save us.
就是无罪的主耶稣基督。
A person who is sinless, who is Jesus Christ.
童女怀孕没有原罪。
And he was born of a virgin without any sin.
胜过试探没有自己所犯的罪。
And he was, he has no original sin, and he was able to overcome all temptations.
我们看第九章的第十一节啊。
Let's continue to read chapter 9, verse 11.
但现在基督已经来了，做了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造的，也不是属乎这世界的。第十二节，这节很重要，并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血，只一次的进到圣所。成了永远的赎罪的事，这里就告诉我们了。
Here tells us,
主耶稣亲自成为这个赎罪祭。
That Jesus became this sacrifice.
成为这个代罪的羔羊。
He became the sacrificial lamb.
他能够救我跟你。
As a result, he's able to save you and me.
所以今天耶稣是神的永生神的儿子。
And today we know that he is the son of our most everlasting God.
那么有人说啊，又是耶稣的儿子，那么神是耶稣是耶稣啊，耶稣是神的儿子，那么那个父是谁呢？
Then we said, if Jesus is the son of God, then who is his father?
其实圣经告诉我们了第三点。
But yet the Bible also gives us this answer to this third point.
虽然耶稣是神的儿子。
That even though Jesus is the son of God.
其实耶稣就是神的本身，成为肉体。在肉体当中显现了。
But yet, Jesus is God himself who has come down to the world in flesh.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Please turn to the book of John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章第一节。
John chapter 1 verse 1.
第一章第一节。
John chapter 1 verse 1.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
第十四节。
And verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理，也是我们见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
这里告诉我们什么？
What does this verse has to say to us?
神是很抽象的。
God is someone who is very abstract.
我们教会不拜偶像。
And our church, we don't worship idols.
这里没有十字架。
There's no cross here.
也没有耶稣的像给我们来拜。
And there is no image of Jesus for us to pray.
因为圣经告诉我们不可以拜偶像。
Because the Bible clearly tells us that we must not worship idols.
但是神很抽象，怎么看得到他呢？
But yet, God is abstract. How can we worship Him?
你说神很爱我们，爱在哪里呢？
Since you say God loves us, where is His love? How can we see it?
神很圣洁，圣洁在哪里呢？
God is holy. Where is His holiness?
完全摸不到，做不到。
We can't touch Him. We can't feel it.
就好像这个道，太初有道，这个道与神同在，道都是神，很抽象，感觉不到。
It says, in the beginning was a word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. It's so abstract.
但是呢，两千年之前。
But yet, 2,000 years ago.
第十四节，道就成为一个肉身了。
That this word become flesh.
因为我们是道，道就是教训，教训很抽象。
The word is the teaching, and this teaching is something that's very abstract.
但是他成为一个肉身就不抽象了。
But yet, when this word become flesh, it's no longer abstract.
这个肉身有血有肉，跟你跟我一样。
And this flesh is just like you and me, with flesh and blood.
比如说我们有这个胃很会饿。
Just like when we feel hungry.
中午要吃饭，现在大家都很饱很舒服。
Since we have just had our lunch, we are all full.
有时这个肉体有时候会伤心。
And sometimes we will feel sad.
这个肉体有时候会挣扎。
And sometimes we face struggles.
遇到试探有时候不晓得怎么做。
And sometimes when we are faced with temptation, we don't know where to go.
那主耶稣为了要拯救我们。
But Jesus, in order to save us.
也成为像我跟你一样的肉体。
Jesus has before 2,000 years ago became you and me.
住在我们中间。
To dwell among us.
行出很多神迹奇事。
And he at that time performed many miracles.
很多美好的教训。
And he also taught many beautiful teachings.
更重要的，他胜过试探。
But most important of all, he has overcome all temptations.
他就是神成为肉身在世上的显现。
So Jesus is God becoming word and flesh. Becoming the word and flesh.
主耶稣就是永恒的真神啊。
And Jesus is none other than our everlasting God.
有人说你说讲那么大声耶稣是神，谁知道是真还是假。
So since you keep saying that Jesus is God, where is your proof?
如何证明耶稣基督是道成了肉身呢？
How can you prove to us that Jesus is indeed God in flesh?
第一点，圣经就可以证明了。
And the first point is the answer is in the Bible.
我们来看以赛亚书第七章。
Please turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 7.
以赛亚书第七章。
Isaiah chapter 7.
以赛亚书第七章第十四节。
Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14.
以赛亚书第七章第十四节。因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，要给他起名叫以马内利。
Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
这一节圣经是先知以赛亚的预言。
And this verse is the prophecy of prophet Isaiah.
是在主耶稣出生之前700年就已经讲了。
And this prophecy was given 700 years before the birth of Jesus.
这个非常的厉害。
And this is indeed great.
世界上所有宗教的伟人都是他们死了之后才有出那个回忆录啊，他们的传记啊。
Because we can see that from other religions, they will have a biography of the founders of their religion only after their death.
但是耶稣的一生不一样。
But yet Jesus was different.
我们看这本圣经啊，在头一部分叫旧约圣经。
We know that the Bible is made up of the first part, the Old Testament.
是有很多人呢，用了差不多1500年的时间呢，才写成的。
And this Old Testament is written over a span of 1,500 years.
其中有超过300处的经文预言耶稣基督的生平要怎么样。
And in the Old Testament, there are 300 recordings of how the birth of Jesus is going to be.
包括这一节预言耶稣要从一个童女怀孕生出来。
And this verse that we just read is part of the prophecy that Jesus is going to be born of a virgin.
他要行很多神迹奇事。
That he is going to perform many signs and miracles.
他要复活。
That he was going to be resurrected.
全都应验了。
Then all these prophecies will fulfill.
这个没有任何一个宗教家或者是善人可以跟耶稣来相比的。
And so we can see that no religious founders or other righteous person can be compared to Jesus.
第二点，你怎么证明耶稣就是这位真神呢？
Secondly, how can we prove that Jesus is indeed this true God?
透过耶稣的复活。
And through his resurrection.
我们看使徒行传二十五章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 25.
使徒行传第二十五章第十九节。
Acts chapter 25 verse 19.
使徒行传二十五章第十九节。
Acts chapter 25 verse 19.
不过有几样辩论，为他们自己敬鬼神的事，又为一个人名叫耶稣是已经死了，保罗却说他是活着的。
Instead, they had some points of dispute with him about their own religion and about a dead man named Jesus, who Paul claimed was alive.
这里告诉我们呢，有一个人叫做保罗。
Here tells us there is this tells us that there is this man called Paul.
他到处去传福音。
He was a he preached the gospel.
在罗马帝国当中啊，他被抓住了。
And during the he was caught by the Romans.
有一个王啊，叫亚基伯，要审判他，听听他到底要传什么。
And at that time he was brought upon King Agrippa because he wants to see what he had.
他听的结论就是刚刚那一节。
What his crime was, and this was what he said.
那没有什么特别嘛，就是他们讲一个人叫耶稣已经死了，但是保罗说他是活着的。
So Paul was actually preaching about a dead man named Jesus, who Paul claimed was still alive.
所以这个就是耶稣复活这个道理，就是当初的使徒啊，他们到处去冒生命危险，就是传那么简单。耶稣已经复活了。
And the disciples, they risked their own life in order to preach the resurrection of Jesus.
啊，这个道理很重要。
We know that this resurrection is a very important teaching.
如果耶稣没有复活的话
，If Jesus did not resurrect,
我们今天不要在这边。
Then we don't all have to sit here today.
不用信他。
We don't have to believe in him.
因为他跟如果没有复活的话，跟任何一个伟人一样，也是死了，跟我们一样。
Because he will just be like any old righteous person.
但是耶稣如果有复活的话
，But yet Jesus he was resurrected.
证明他是神本身。
And this proves that he is none other than God himself.
他跟你跟我不一样。
He is different from you and me.
所以耶稣复活的道理非常重要。
And we see the importance of Jesus resurrection.
但是有人可能会讲
，But yet another person will ask you.
这本圣经是你们基督教的人写的。
Because this Bible is written by you Christians.
你写耶稣复活，当然就是很方便啊。
Of course, you will always try to brag about the resurrection of Jesus.
但是我们怎么知道耶稣真的有复活呢
？But so how can we really know that Jesus indeed resurrected?
从一点非常重要可以证明。
And we can prove this from one important
point. 从圣灵的降临就可以证明了。
From the coming of the Holy Spirit.
我们看约翰福音第十六章。
Please turn to John chapter 16.
约翰福音第十六章第六节。
John chapter 16 verse 6.
只因我将这事告诉你们，你们就满心忧愁。然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益。我若不去，保惠是这不到你们这里来。我若去，他就差他来。
Verse 6. Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
主耶稣跟门徒讲，我快要被钉十字架了。
Jesus told his disciples that he was about to be nailed to the cross.
门徒很伤心。
And at that time, the disciples were filled with sorrow.
你走了怎么办？
And what will we do when you're gone?
我们三年来跟你一起吃饭，听你讲道，看你行神迹，你走了我们怎么办？
And we have spent 3 years with you, eating with you, listening to your teachings and seeing your miracles. When you're gone, what will we do?
耶稣说，我告诉你们真情，这是真相。
But yet, Jesus said, "Let me tell you the truth."
我去了，但是会差遣保惠师进到你们里面。
That even though after I've gone, I will send a counselor to come to you.
保惠是什么意思呢？
What is counselor?
保惠是圣灵，就是耶稣的灵。
Counselor means the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit.
耶稣要从死里复活升天了，才会有圣灵降下来。
After Jesus has resurrected, he will ascend to heaven. Only then, the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, will come.
所以今天如果我们跪下来祷告，有得圣灵的话
，And today when we pray and receive the Holy Spirit,
就证明耶稣真的有复活。
This proves only all the more that Jesus indeed resurrected.
在中美洲有个国家。
In South America, there is a country.
啊，他们啊，在那边有一堆这个中国去的留学生。
There is a group of Chinese students.
啊，他们是中国去留学的，所以中国以前，这现在也是在一个社会主义之下，是无神论为主的。
And we know that China is an atheist country, and this group of students they were studying in Cuba.
啊，他们去古巴啊，他们去那个国家呢，也是没有什么接触这个机会。
Oh, and when they went to this particular country, they are not able to study more about Christianity.
但是有传道人去那边传福音。
But yet there is a preacher who came to preach to them.
叫他们来听道理。
To ask them to receive the gospel.
他们刚开始听，觉得这个讲没有什么不是很信。
But when they first heard the gospel, they don't really want to believe.
但是传道人叫他们说，你们试试看祷告。
But yet the preacher at that time ask them to pray.
如果你们祷告，可以体验圣经里面的圣灵。
That if you pray and you are able to experience the Holy Spirit that's written in the Bible,
你要知道神真的存在。
Then you will know that God indeed exists.
所以他们跪下来祷告。
So at that time they prayed.
第一天祷告。
And the first day of prayer.
有头一个留学生。
The first student.
祷告当中，他看到。
During his prayer.
有一个荣光啊，从来没有看过那么亮的。Glory 啊，蓝的。啊、
he saw this glorious light that he has never seen before in his life.
跟他所以前所看到的不一样。
And he has never seen this kind of light before in his life.
然后他祷告的时候，莫名其妙有一种很想哭的感觉。
And when he was when he continued praying, he felt this desire to cry.
不是很伤心的想哭，是很感动的，突然间很想哭啊。
It's not the cry of sadness, but the cry of being touched.
啊，结果很想哭的时候，结果传道就按铃了，就没有了。
But then when he was just about to cry, then the preacher rang the bell and they stopped.
他讲出来。
And then he shared his testimony.
传道人跟他说：“哎呀，圣灵要感动你，要进到你心里面了。”
And then the preacher told him that the Holy Spirit is coming to you and about to fill you.
你明天祷告再认真一点。
And tomorrow continue to pray more earnestly.
这个第二天他聚会的时候。
And during the second day during service.
很虔诚的跪下来祷告。
He was praying with great earnestness.
大声念哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
And he prayed loudly, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
很奇妙，很快的，因为他很虔诚，很单纯。
Because he came with a very simple, honest heart.
他本来念哈利路亚，哈利路亚，结果后来啊，舌头都不听使唤了。
And he began by praying Hallelujah, Hallelujah. But then later on, he cannot control his tongue.
舌头啊，像火焰，如同火焰一样，在里面跳动，发出一种听不懂的声音呢。
It was like his tongue was on fire, and it started to roll, and he uttered words that cannot be understood.
祷告完，传道跟他解释。
And after the prayer, the preacher explained to him.
我给他翻圣经说，你看，你已经得了圣灵了。
And he showed him the Bible passage that he indeed had received the Holy Spirit.
其他留学生看到他这样，觉得你也可以这样。
And the other students were amazed when they see that he had indeed received the Holy Spirit.
因为传道人跟他讲说。传道人不会告诉你说你要学我这样，他自己得圣灵的。
Because the other students knew that he did not learn this from the preacher because the preacher never teach them how to
speak. 所以其他留学生也学他一些这样子我们也要迫切祷告。
And then this inspired the other students to pray more earnestly.
所以感谢神在两个礼拜当中，六个留学生通通都得了圣灵。
Over a period of two weeks during this gathering, six students received the Holy Spirit.
以前相信没有神。
Before they do not believe the existence of God.
现在不能不信了。
And today they have to believe.
自己体会圣灵。
Because they have experienced for themselves the Holy Spirit.
那个第一次得圣灵那个学生呢？后来他讲。
And the first student who received the Holy Spirit, he had this to say.
以前不认识耶稣。
Before I don't know who Jesus was.
生活没有盼望。
I have no hope in my life.
我脾气很大。
And I had a very bad temper.
在那边呢跟人打架。
I used to get into fights with people.
后来就 被抓去了，要上法庭。
And even once I was even brought to for trial.
他说自从他认识耶稣之后。
But since he get to know Jesus.
自从他得了圣灵之后。
Since he received the Holy Spirit.
每天在家里读圣经。
He has this desire to always want to read the Bible.
每天在家里祷告。
And he started to pray regularly at home.
心中平静多了。
And he realized that his heart started to be very calm.
他有一个盼望。
And he has only one hope.
他知道耶稣要改变他的生命。
That Jesus.Will change his life.
耶稣也要给他永远的生命。
And Jesus will give him eternal life.
亲爱的朋友们。
Dear beloved brothers and sisters.
也许我们之前不认识主耶稣。
Maybe we in the past have not known this Jesus.
但是其实主耶稣早就认识你了。
But yet Jesus knew us from long ago.
我们看提摩太前书一章十五节。
Please turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15.
提摩太前书第一章十五节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 15。
提摩太前书一章十五节，耶稣基督降世，为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst.
所以主耶稣不断的在我们门口敲门。
Jesus Christ at this moment is always knocking on our door.
他要改变你跟我的生命。
He wants to change the life of you and I.
因为我们都来认识他。
He wants us to get to know him better.
他已经在过去两千年改变了很多人的生命了。
Because over the past 2,000 years, he has changed so many people's lives.
已经改变了这个世界的历史了。
And he has also changed the course of history.
他也要改变你跟我。
And he is now ready to change you and I.
愿荣耀颂赞归给主圣名。
May all glory, honor, and praises be given unto his holy name.
接下来我们的成人诗班，温哥华成人诗班要献上几首诗歌来赞美神。
Next, we will have a Vancouver Church adult choir to present us with a few hymns.
第一首诗歌叫做主的恩典够我用。
And the first is that the Lord's grace is sufficient for me.
我们基督徒活在世上会遇到失恋还有痛苦的时候。
We know that when our time of trials and suffering comes.
但是我们有主耶稣可依靠。
We know that we have Jesus as our reliance.
第二首诗歌叫做福。
Second is blessing.
信耶稣到底有什么福气呢？
What are the blessings that come by being a Christian?
耶稣讲说有八种福气。
And Jesus tells us that there are eight blessings.
第三首诗歌叫做最痛的时候。
And the third hymn is the darkest hour.
一个人最痛的时候是什么时候呢？
When is the most painful time of our life.
每个人都不一样。
And it's different for everyone.
但是主耶稣为了你跟我的罪。
But Jesus, because of our sins,
为我们尝了最痛苦。
He has tasted the darkest hour.
就是十字架的极刑。
That is the death on the cross.
他为我们钉死在十字架上面。
He was nailed on the cross.
流出宝血。
And he shed his precious blood.
所以我们来听这首三首诗歌的时候，我们一起来思考一下人生。
So as we sit back and enjoy the three hymns, let us think about Jesus.
我们请现在把时间交给温哥华成人诗班。
Let us now call upon our choir to present their hymns.